when there was that wet snow the other day, you know, mother is a bit sickly and I am sickly too. So we were sitting in our little living room, which has a nice window to the outside, nice and warm, although coughing and sneezing. And I said, isn't it wonderful that we are able to sit here in warmth and in our shirts and watch this snow outside? And then I realized that I was thankful to the house, to the house, to the warmth. You know, and then I started thinking that that house must have been built, it's a 200-year-old house, by the way, must have been built by a builder. So that builder must have built other houses, but that builder had to have a certain knowledge and ability to build this construction. But then with all the ability and the knowledge which he may have in building, if he wouldn't have the wood and the stone and the nails and the tools, he wouldn't have been able to. The wood came from the forest. But where did the forest come from? And sort of step by step, somehow I was coming close to God. But very strange that obviously none of that is visible to us. Neither the materials which, you know, this room is built with, nor the knowledge and the wisdom and the ability, you know, who did do this. But again, where did the knowledge and the ability and the wisdom and the mind and the hands, you know, and all that come from? So it's difficult to be thankful and to recognize something which is invisible, but then on the other hand, there are so many things which is invisible. I mean, I cannot see who is in the tea kitchen. He is invisible, but he exists, right? You know. But we don't want to recognize that. And then what do we think? I mean, that we did it ourselves just because we paid a couple of $1,000, you know, to buy the thing. I mean, you may have the money, but supposing you didn't have the house. You know what I'm talking about? And what is the money good for? And then again, it comes to the need, you know. If you don't have the need, no matter how much money you have, you know, then you won't have a house.
Rabbi, where I live, they start every meal with what they call a grace. You know, somebody recites something, and then everyone says blessings on the mealtime. And the most frequent grace they use is one that they do with kids in the school, the Waldorf school, that goes, Earth who gave us all this food, Sun who made it ripe and good, dearest Earth and dearest Sun, we'll not forget what you have done. That's the grace. And under my breath, I always say, and Allah who created the sun, and Allah who created the earth, and Allah, please help us not forget what you have done. I mean, to myself, because, you know, doing it out loud was a riot. But I'm curious, you know, how to have that balance with being thankful to the earth and the sun, and at the same time, not pretending they were the real source, but also thinking that, yeah, thank them.
That's nature worship. No?
Yeah.
But you remember what Effendi used to say? People like to see God. I mean, that's why they made, I mean, they're not stupid, they know perfectly well, I mean, statues are not God, you know, and certainly they know the sun and the moon is not God, I mean, but they want to, nor the picture or statue of Hazrat Isa, you know, astaghfirullah, is God. But, you know, but they want to, you know, don't you? Is there anybody who doesn't want to see God? You know, we all do. And so Effendi used to say that it doesn't matter whether they worship the crocodile, you know, as God, but that essentially they're worshiping God. You know.
That's sort of what I realize that's the sort of blessing we use in the first grade across the street.
Well, at least they
right.
You know, they recognize that they are benefiting from somebody, you know, from something.
Inshallah.
They don't say glory to me, no.
What is the difference between shirk and bidah?
Between shirk and
bidah.
What a huge, huge difference. I mean, bidah is changing the form. You know, for instance, if I would stop, if I would say that do your prayers without sajda, you know, well, that would be a bidat. Or if I would say, well, I'm going to make my prayers without reciting the Fatiha, you know, that would be a bidat. Yeah? Do you understand what I'm saying?
Right.
But shirk is something else. Shirk is saying that there are many gods. No. There is the god of wind, and there is the god of trees, and there is the god of mountains, and there is the god of elephants, you know, and stuff like that. Or, to boil it down to the real nitty-gritty, to simply say, me and God. Yeah? Me and God, so... That's not bidat. That's shirk.
Punishment or punishment is less.
So bidat is if Allah Ta'ala so wills, he can forgive it. For instance, you know, there are the Shiites they practice their Islam in a different way than we do. I mean, some people consider them as Ahlul Bidat. I don't, you know. For instance, some people think that the Sufis are Ahlul Bidat because, for instance, we recite Surah Ikhlas three times, you know, in the when we make our prayers beforehand, you know, and you do something, or we say hundreds of times, La ilaha illallah, you know, they think that that's not right, huh? That's bidat. Yeah. In fact, there is some good bidat and bad bidat. I mean, if you recite 1,000 times La ilaha illallah, it is good bidat. But if you stop reciting the Fatiha, you know, in your prayers, that's a very bad bidat. So what's happening in the world?
Alhamdulillah, everything is good. Everything is good, Baba. Mm-hmm. Today, one young lady entered Islam. Today.
Oh, wonderful. Yeah,
but you know,
do you work with Cassandra at all?
No.
You don't?
No, I just know her. I just know her. Okay.
But she does some good work, doesn't she?
Yes, she does. I've known her a long time. Mm. But you know, Baba, there was a question. The brothers had a question about the book you translated, Tariqa Muhammadiyah.
Yeah.
The question was, when you decided to translate it, were you also pointing to or encouraging a kind of a unity of Tariqa?
Always, but somehow it doesn't work. For instance, you know, I initiated something. I wanted to make a directory of the Muslims, you know, and I distributed those papers to the Jamaat, who are wonderful people who come here on Friday. And I don't know, is Yuzi, where is Yuzi? Is anybody occupying with that business? Belki gitti, eve gitti kızım.
Yeah, he's here, Baba. Yeah. Show him, yeah.
You know, I wanted...
Yes.
The picture, even their blood type.
Yes.
You know, but how many people did we get from?
About more than 50, Babacık.
What did we get from the Jamaat, any?
We did collect. We didn't count that. I'm
even having difficulty, you know, people to do that. So that, I mean, for instance, you have got your profession. I mean, if you are selling bread, you know, I would come to you to buy bread,
yes.
Right? I mean,
yeah,
because you're my brother.
Of course.
And I mean, if you're a dentist, I will come to you to have my teeth done.
Yes.
You know, kind of thing. You know, I will have communication, or you need something, so I will know, for instance, I don't know, you are sick, you need blood, so I'll give you my blood.
Yes.
That kind of thing. I mean, it's more like giving than taking, you know, but, you know, they people don't, for some reason, you know.
You think the people are afraid, or the resistance is from fear?
But that's terrible. You know, whoever fears Allah, they don't fear anybody else.
Yes.
And what are they fearing about?
Yes.
What could they possibly be fearing? You know, I mean, people know we are Muslims, and police knows we are Muslims. Yeah. And they're not going to find out we are Muslims because we are in a book, you know, of an organization which is known to be...
Everybody is on Facebook or LinkedIn or some other thing.
Anyhow.
Like this.
You are right, anyhow.
Just